Welcome to another episode of Get More Out of the 904. My name is Tim Tompkins. You can always find us on iTunes. Open up the Apple Podcasts app and hit that subscribe button. CJ, she is gone this week, but that is okay because I am joined by the famous Mr. Jacob Pickering from News 104.5 WOKV.
Thanks, Tim, for having me.
So this weekend, we're talking about all the events happening over the weekend, June 1st through the 3rd, the start of a new month. I guess we'll start this off with weather. At least the weather is better than it was over Memorial.
Oh, yeah. No, it was really bad on Memorial Day. I remember being drenched out, pretty much stay inside all day long for Memorial Day. It was sad.
Now, over the weekend, though, you did go to Jazz Fest.
I did go to Jazz Fest, though. I didn't go on Memorial Day because it was raining, but luckily I got out there Friday night and Saturday night. And honestly, I had such a fun time at Jazz Festival this year. It was so just peaceful. Everybody was sitting together. You know, I made so many new friends, and I really had a great time out there. I even ran into some work friends that we ended up hanging out for, you know, a couple hours and stuff. Everybody was just really happy. It was a nice time.
Yeah. Compared to years past, have you been to other ones?
Well, I had to work at other ones, so this was the first time this was the first time I actually got to enjoy it as a patron. So according, you know, for that reason, I had a much better time this year.
No wonder you were like, it's peaceful.
Yeah, it was peaceful. Yeah, it was nice.
It's peaceful when you aren't working.
Yeah.
This Friday, though, the first Friday Cosmic Light Show at Mosh. Experience total sensory entertainment as laser lights, high definition images, and digital sounds collide to create a cosmic concert. Mosh, the Museum of Science and History, one of my favorite places in Jacksonville. But you, Jacob, you have been to one of these light shows before.
I have been to one of those light shows before. One of my good friends used to work the ticket booth for the light shows at Mosh, and she would invite me all the time. I've been to about three of those light shows. Then again, this was back in about 2014, about 3 or 4 years ago, the last time I went to one. But I remember going to multiple that season, and I remember it being a really eye-opening experience. You would have never thought, oh, like, let's take me and all my friends out to the planetarium for the night. You know, it sounds almost nerdy or something, but actually it was really cool, super interesting. They always have a different theme at every light show. One of the light shows I went to at Mosh was themed around Rush, the band. I don't know, they have a lot of different like music theme ones, or they'll be like, this one is the cosmic, so I'm sure they're going to be talking about more like, you know, spacey planetarium stuff. I remember the ones I went to were just like specifically music, and you sit back and you just kind of envelop all this laser lights, and it's just, and they show these projections that make these shapes of people, and like they tell these stories with the lasers on the ceiling. And I remember that just being really eye-opening, really fun. And I took out like five of my friends, and we all, after the show, we were hanging out in Friendship Fountain, Friendship Park, you know, right there across the street. And that's a really fun time. I recommend that for anybody, for sure, all ages.
One of my favorite things that they ever did at the planetarium at Mosh, because I used to go all the time, is they hooked up Mario to the top of the planetarium.
Oh.
And so everyone just played Mario, like they had the controllers and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and everyone got really into it, and they were screaming and yelling, and they put up Ninja Turtles up there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so much fun. I like Mosh. They have really cool adult-only nights, and they don't do them all the time, but when they do them, it's such a departure from the usual bar scene.
You know, yeah.
Everyone dressed a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Also, the new exhibit, it was previously the Romans, the new exhibit at Mosh, National Geographic presents Earth, embark on an epic adventure through 6 themed and immersive environments to discover new species, study animal behavior, and learn about the important roles that technology, innovation, and ingenuity play in making and documenting explorers' discoveries. Did you have a chance to see the Roman exhibit?
I did not have a chance to see the Roman exhibit.
Do you not go to Mosh every month?
Okay, last time I did go to Mosh, I took my nephew and we saw the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Now that was, I believe, a couple years ago.
So yeah, they took it down.
Yeah, they took the dinosaurs down. The dinosaurs were cool. This, however, sounds a lot much cooler, in my opinion. The Earth National Geographic Presents. That's interesting. Yeah, I am very interested in checking this exhibit out. I think that'll be good. I think it'll be exciting.
I have a toddler at home, and I appreciate Mosh because they can hit all the buttons.
Yeah.
You know, which they always want to do, but it's like, yes, actually this time you can hit the buttons.
Go for it. Right. Yeah. Go for it. That's great.
And maybe something that is up your alley as well, Mr. Jacob Pickering, on Saturday, the Jacksonville Beach Bar Crawl 90s edition. It starts at 6 p.m. So dress up as your favorite theme 90s grunge, Saved by the Bell, Friends, Seinfeld. I don't know, whatever you want to do. It starts at 6. 5 venues involved. Tickets are $15. You get a free drink at each one of the venues. Lynch's, The Pier, Hoptinger, Shim Sham, and Ocean Grill. You ever been to one of these? It kind of get cray.
That sounds cray. I have never been to a bar crawl, so I wouldn't be able to elaborate much on that. However, it sounds like it would be cray. It sounds like it would be fun. I love the beach bars. Beach bars are always a great time. That sounds crazy, though, for me personally. Although, I can think about it now. If I were to dress up as a 90s, you know, character, I would do some of the old, like, Nickelodeon cartoons, maybe like big old glasses, like Chucky from Rugrats or something. Okay. Crazy and cute. All like right. That. Sounds like fun.
I think I'd do something from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
You know, Zach Morris or I could probably pass more as an AC Slater.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
But the real reason why you're coming on is because you are starring in a play, Mamma Mia. It doesn't start this weekend, though. It starts the following weekend. Tell me all about it.
All right. So I have to correct you. It's not a play. It's a musical. Okay. So
okay. Hold on. What's the difference?
The difference between a play and a musical is musicals have singing and dancing, and a play is just strictly acting and dialogue. Mm. So it's a musical. And Theater Jacksonville is where it's at in San Marco. Theater Jacksonville has been around forever, since like 1919, I believe it was founded. Theater Jacksonville, we're doing it there. They have one musical every season, and this season they are doing Mamma Mia. And I'm lucky enough to be a part of the cast, and I play an ensemble role, and we have been practicing for this show for the past 2 months in everybody's spare time. You know, we've all been working really hard to make this show the best show that it can be. You know, this is the first time, Tim, the musical Mamma Mia has ever been performed in the Jacksonville region ever. It's never even came through the artist series or anything. So there are so many Mamma Mia fans I know out there, so many people that love the movie that came out with Meryl Streep, so many people that love Broadway here in town. And if you love Broadway, I would highly recommend seeing this show, because this show is really going to knock your socks off, and it's just a good time. And who can miss out on the only opportunity to ever see this show performed in Jacksonville ever? You know, it's pretty much a once in a lifetime opportunity if you're living in Jacksonville.
So what are the run dates for the show specifically?
So the show opens on June 8th, which is next Friday. And so the run date, we have June 8th, June 9th. And then you also have the weekend of the 14th through the 17th. And then the last weekend of the show is the 21st through the 24th. So you have multiple opportunities to go see it, guys. So don't wait. Get your tickets. TheaterJax.com. They spell it kind of the English way with the R-E. So TheaterJax.com.
Family appropriate. Bring the kiddos.
Family appropriate. Bring the kiddos. I will say there are some adult innuendos in there hidden, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Bring the kiddos. It's going to be a great time. It's really a spectacle. It's set on a beach and everybody's kind of having a good time, and you kind of figure out there's like some love interest, and it's a great time.
Innuendos are okay. I mean, there are sexual innuendos in Shrek.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but you can watch it.
Yeah.
Favorite part, not to go to Shrek, but
for sure.
I think he's compensating for something. Talking about the castle. So what's it like putting together a community theater show?
Community theater show is interesting. This is my first community theater show that I've been a part of. Theater has been a big hobby of mine for a long time. I've done a lot, like in high school and in college. I did a lot of shows, but this is my first community theater project, and it's really opened my eyes to the wonders that really is community theater. I mean, so many volunteers, all the actors are volunteers, all the costume makers and designers are volunteers, the technicians, the people who are building the stage, spending all weekend long, these are all volunteers, and they all just want to participate in something bigger than themselves, give their community something to look forward to, give them something to hone their own craft for future endeavors. You know, community theater, I just think it's something great, really brings the community together. I've met a lot of people that I normally would have never met, and so for me being a part of it, I've enjoyed the experience a lot.
How does somebody get involved with the community theater if they want to?
It's so easy to get involved, especially at Theater Jackson San Marco. All I had to do was just reach out. I mean, what I did is I just showed up to the Mamma Mia auditions. myself. I had never met anybody there at Theater Jacks, and they welcomed me with open arms. They were really excited. You know, once I got cast, they were really excited to come meet me and hang out, and everybody got together as soon as we could to meet each other. And so it's really easy to get a part of, honestly. Honestly, just reach out to them. I mean, they have an email, you know. For this show particularly, the Mamma Mia show that we're doing, they were, you know, looking for volunteers for stagecraft and all that stuff. So really, anybody can be involved. You don't have to necessarily have had a prior experience, as long as you can, you know, help out and enjoy yourself.
So Mamma Mia starts June 8th, runs through, what, the 23rd, you said, in San Marco Community Theater?
Yep. Runs through the 24th at San Marco. It's called Theater Jacksonville. And yeah, come get your tickets. It'll be a great time.
All right. And then apart from a musical, mm-hmm. not a play, musical, mm-hmm. apart from that, coming up, Jason DeVore of Authority Zero with Mike Pinto and Howie from Ballyhoo. They're playing an acoustic show. So anybody that is a fan of that type of music, this is a really cool tour coming through June 7th in St. Augustine at Cafe 11. 30 Seconds to Mars and Walk the Moon July 1st at Daly's Place. That is presented by X106.5. Taking Back Sunday in Coheed and Cambria July 8th at Daly's Place. And of course, you can win tickets to see Christina Aguilera in St. Petersburg in September on the WAPE mobile app. The weather this weekend, you do have scattered storms all weekend long, but those are mostly in the evenings. Temps in the lower 90s, and Saturday and Sunday are both great beach and pool days. Mr. Jacob Pickering, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, Tim, for having me. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, you know.